Masechet Kelim Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah, we said that a coating of a utensil is considered to be part of the utensil only if the coating keeps the vessel, the utensil, together. In other words, if the utensil is damaged enough where it'll fall apart on its own, if not for this coating, then the coating is part of the utensil. But the Hachamim in this Mishnah will say there are situations where the coating is part of the vessel, of the utensil, even if it's undamaged. Mishnah says, Yavlit shetoflin ba'et pitasin. If there's a yavlit, which is a type of grass that was used to coat a pitasin, which is a large earthenware container, and it was the coating here was done in order to prevent leaking. This type of container was brought, for example, like on a boat, where a lot of people would be on there, and they would need to store water for a longer period of time, or even wine. Hanogea ba'tameh, whatever foods or liquid touch the yablit of this utensil becomes tameh. These containers, if the utensil was tameh, then the whatever touches it becomes tameh as well. These containers need a coating when they're not damaged. The coating is always there. It's always part of the container. So therefore, Hachamim would agree to the law in the previous Mishnah. They would say, in this type of case, even if the coating is not fundamental to the putting to the keeping together, this utensil is considered to be part of it regardless. So with this container becomes tameh, everyone agrees, even the Hachamim, that the yablit, the coating, becomes tameh as well. Now we'll talk about the tumah status of a barrel stopper. Megufata havit ena hibur. The stopper that closes up the mouth of a barrel is not considered to be connected to the barrel, even when it's sealed with a layer of clay. It doesn't become tameh together with the barrel because it's not meant to be permanently attached. It's supposed to be there until you want to remove it, which is when you want to drink the wine. So therefore, it's not going to become tameh if the barrel becomes tameh. The ovens of the Mishnah were also made with earthenware. When they were heated, they would stay hot for a very long time because there was a coating of clay that was applied to the outside of the oven to make it insulated. It was kept very insulated, so whatever heat got in there stayed there for a while. We'll talk about the tumah status of this coating. Hanogea b'tipulo shel tanur tameh. Whatever food or liquid touches the coating of an oven that is tameh becomes tameh as well. The oven needs the coating over here of the clay to function normally. Therefore, it's considered to be part of the oven and becomes tameh whenever the oven becomes tameh. So therefore, it would make food or liquids that touch it tameh as well.